After writing almost nothing in the way of poetry for about 4 years, last year I was fortunate enough to read with the poet Lee Herrick. And hearing him read was very moving. It unlocked something in me that had been closed or out of reach for a long time. Lee read new poems, a few of which you can hear on Fish House, along with a selection from his book This Many Miles from Desire, including one of his signature poems, Adoption Music. And a phrase from that poem, "Not quite the rose, not quite the roots," stayed with me for days afterward, and I was vexed to write a poem in response. So, thanks to Lee and his poems, I finally wrote a poem, and an unusually happy one at that. And a few months later, I'd written a manuscript in which roses, something I never dreamed I'd write about, figure prominently. My poem refers to hybrid perpetuals, the foremost class of roses in Victorian England. They emerged in 1838 as the first roses which successfully combine Asian remontancy with the old European lineages.